Yo, welcome back to Seated with Lemo and
Tato Rampere.
And today's a little bit different, guys. We've got a bit of a guest, but Tato, of course, is going to introduce them.
Yeah, guys, so welcome back to a brand new one. Today, we've got two special guests. We've got Mami Dearest, and we've got Kyle, also known as RD. It's going to be a great one because, guys, great news. Kaya and Mami are starting a brand new podcast called Thought Digest. I'm gonna let them tell us a little bit about that. Welcome to the channel, guys.
I am so happy to be here. Like, I feel like I'm a fan girl, guys. Like, I always watch them, and finally they invited me. Finally they invited me, and I feel like y'all have been asking for me in my dreams. But you're asking, well. Kai and I, we started something new, something cute.
Very cute, actually.
Yeah, it's very, very cute. It's basically called Thought Digest with Kaya and Mpo. It is a podcast for the girlies. I'm sure you're tired of seeing these two.
Come on.
And you want,
this
like...
is possible now.
Live at the feminine energy.
Right.
Live at the... Kaya, tell them.
I think... We recognize the need for like feminine voices, feminine opinions, and feminine experiences as well. Because we hear a lot from Amaji.
You guys are tired of us.
So we're delving into, you know, the complexities of womanhood, the complexities of girlhood, even relationships. We go, we bounce from topic to topic to topic to topic. So I think it is also a good podcast for a man to watch if you want to get clued up about, you know, what a woman is like, what you don't assume, you just assume. And also for the girl child who wants to grow, and also I think older women who would like to reminisce or see what womanhood is like now in the 21st century as opposed to what it was like back then. So it's very somber conversations, very honest, very intimate conversations.
Very honest. Also,
it's important to know the reality of who you're following, because people admire us, but they also need to know that we're human. And on the podcast, we share our human experiences. That as much as you see our highlight reels on social media,
it's tough.
Like, it's literally growing pains.
Yeah.
It's literally growing pains. Absolutely. So that's what it's about.
And the really cool thing about their podcast is that you guys are going to be able to watch it right here on my channel every single Monday at 3 p.m. So we're diversifying, we're bringing new podcasts onto the channel, and it's really, really exciting, guys. We basically are all together in this. We're bringing a big family. We're a big family now. It's us, as Majid, and we're basically trying to create community within content creators, which is really, really dope. But if you guys do not know, Mami and Kaya, they're both YouTubers. They both create really amazing short-form content on TikTok and Instagram. So if you guys want to become, you know, watchers of their content, the links are in the description. But level, let's go into the podcast.
So obviously it's that time. You guys grab your favorite seats of us, and we like to start our podcast with the simple question: how are you?
How are you?
So I don't know. I think we'll take it because we're not used to doing this with four people. So a lot of things are going to be left and right, but we're going to have some sort of structure. We'll take it from like, Kai, go this way.
Yeah, cool.
So you can go first.
I'm tired. I think I've been like in a toxic productivity, not hyper productive state, where it's like, I'm always working, and I gaslight myself into it because I use Blackie's song, David, like, carry on spanning, dog. Don't stop for no one, dog. Boy, I post that on my status every now and then just to remind myself why I'm being so productive. So I am quite exhausted, if I'm being very honest. But, and it's all in hopes that it pays off someday. It's actually taking a lot more of my money than it is giving me. But yeah, I'm at spiritually great, praise God. Emotionally dead. Mentally,
there's nothing left.
Yeah, gotta be honest. Mentally, shikikikiku. Physically, very healthy. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yo, damn, yo. We used to just saying I'm good. And
yeah. It's about time we're showing you what our podcast is about.
Now
right?
We have to unpack now. Have to speak about the physical,
so
the mental.
I was 12. No, I'm okay. I think I'm just in a stage in my life where, like, everything is just so good that I'm not used to it. And I think
guys, don't forget, Level always says his happiness is directly proportional to what?
My finances.
It's true.
So everything is so good. Like, there's nothing that, like, I'm struggling with.
So all the mental health issues disappeared.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, yo. I thought I had depression, got there. I was just broke.
Oh, that's so good.
real.
Oh, I'm so dead.
No, I'm being so dead. But jokes aside, like, yeah, so everything's really good right now for me. And I think that makes me a bit... So sometimes that actually makes me sad because I'm just there like, oh my days. Like, I really am so comfortable. I don't... Like, I'm so used to struggling. And I think that, like, now that I'm not struggling, like, my mind is... I don't know if I'm just laughing, but I'm being so dead ass. I'm being so dead ass. So that's just... I'm in a stage in my life where I'm like, I'm not struggling and it makes me feel uncomfortable, but I need to learn that this is the product of the hard work.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's, like, very hard for me to be like, oh, look left, look right, and be like, oh, yeah, I'm not hungry. The lights are on. If anything breaks, I can fix it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so it's very hard to just adjust and be like, you know, dude, you're no longer struggling. Mm. You're moving from... you operating now and working from a point of privilege now. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's fine. Like, work from here now. Nice. Yeah.
Which is also fair, bro, because, like, you've also put in the work, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's like, yo,
like, you got your degree, you tried the honest thing, you've done, like, a year of work, you're on your second job, you've pushed social media, like, it's time for you to also get into a state of, like, relaxation.
At some point, things have to be stable.
Yeah, you can't struggle forever.
Yeah, so that's just how I am.
Okay. For me, I'm in my struggling phase. I'm still in my struggle. I'm still in, like, I am broke. I'm depressed because I'm broke. For me, I feel like I'm in my working hard phase.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm literally doing my honors and I'm also, like, pushing content creation full time at the same time, you know? So I'm literally, like, running on overdrive, you know? Like I'm just moving. Like, I was up at 4 in the morning today and I haven't slept since.
Yeah.
And it's what? It's late.
Mind you guys, we're shooting right now, it's 8:30 in the evening.
Yeah, and I've been up since 4 in the morning, you know, like, school, studying, everything. So I think for me, it's my time to, like, put in the hard work so I can sit and be like, life is soft.
Yeah.
Can't wait. And like,
I can't get used to it.
Like, I can't get used to it. Like,
I can't find a problem.
#hashtag
live with our baby.
It's too good to be true. I want that. Yeah. I want that, and I'm working towards that. Yeah.
That's dope. My son, I'm good, bro. Okay, I want to do what, like, your points. Like, physically, I think I've been exercising for 2 months, so this feels really good.
Yeah,
like, I'm doing, like, 40-minute runs now, doing a whole lot of weightlifting, which feels really good. So the physical, I'm proud of myself. That's nice.
Yeah.
The emotional relationship-wise, it's also really good.
Yeah.
Still in a long-distance relationship. You guys think I'm single because I haven't been posting my hand, but we're still strong. So stop DMing me. I'm in love. So that's still good. And then in terms of just, like, business, bro, like, a lot of risk-taking.
Yeah.
And it's just there, like, yo, dude, like, it's actually becoming scary because we have to now scale up and try new things and try to get bigger budgets to do new things. So it's just there, like, yo, I have to work, like, pretty much... like mommy, like, wake up at 4, do this, then shoot this, record this, do this document, email this person, help that person, and also still try and maintain, like, a healthy social life. Like, it is very, very overwhelming, but, like, for me, I'm just trying to design my life that it makes sense for me, not for what I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good because I know that I'm in control of at least that, you know? Yeah, so that's how I am.
That's a great update. See, that's how it's done, Lou.
Yeah, we're learning. Thank you, guys.
Okay, but anyways,
we just unpacked. Yeah, so,
yo, like, that was so deep. Like, anyways, so today we're gonna be changing up a little bit. We're gonna share a couple, like, topics and as well as, like, one game. So we're gonna do a tweet right now, and then a game, and then go into another tweet, and then go into three topic points. I thought that was prepared with the team. And yeah, we're just gonna have fun with it. So you guys relax. Welcome to the guys.
Very need
to
shop. My blankets.
Feet are all.
Benjamin.
Get in
my
pants.
Okay. Yeah. Two. Don't lie on a public platform.
Never give you guys cream soda.
I gave you cream soda
and orange juice.
I gave her.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Okay. But anyways. We'll start off with the first tweet. It basically goes, the only advice and therapy a man ever needs in this world is lock in. So the reason I brought up this tweet is that I wanted to talk about the difference in reassuring women about their motivations compared to a man. A man's like, start now. Stop eating fruits, water. Don't drink water. Wake up at 5 a.m. Do 100 push-ups. And woman's like, take your time.
Yeah.
Girl, take your time. This is your journey.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. Like, make sure that you're fine. Make sure that you can... cope, make sure you can see where you stand. A man is like, no, doesn't matter where you are, you have to be a man. What do you guys think about that? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I have such an unpopular opinion. Gonna go ahead and agree with the tweet.
Oh.
Yeah. Cha. I think, look,
that's tough. Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with it because, look, I think if you want to, especially in today's society, if you want to actually do the opposite of building a man, coddle him.
Cuddle being like, what's like take care of him, comfort him. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, be okay. Take, you can do this. Like, take a break. Mm. Like, no. That's how you make him feminine.
Because
here's the thing, right? Women, I think in family setups, we depend on you guys for emotional stability.
This is what we don't unpack. You know, you guys lie to us. Yo, babe, tell me about your feelings. How do you feel? Let me know.
No,
why are you calling us feminine?
No, that in a relationship, yes. That's okay. The woman. That's the person you're supposed to vent to. I believe in a relationship.
Yeah.
You lay everything bare.
Sure.
Yes, that's how relationships succeed. I know a version of you that doesn't exist outside these four walls.
But aren't you meant to?
I'm never going to tell you, just take a break.
Also, you're singing in the context of being a friend. Like, don't coddle your friend.
That's me as a friend, as a sister.
And then as a partner?
No, as a partner, I'll cuddle you. But after I cuddle you, it's time to get out.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with her. Okay. I'm 100% with her. It's a thing of like, yes, come and tell me everything you're going through. Mm. But my only advice is not going to rest in saying, oh, sorry, baby, you'll get through it. What's the solution?
I have a question for you guys, right? So now, most of us here are in relationships, or we've been in relationships in the past, right?
Yeah.
Or talking stages, or whatever we're in. I actually don't know what your guys' statuses are.
Yeah, neither do we.
Single.
So on that topic, like, when you guys get advice, when you guys vent to your partner, do you want someone that listens? Do you want someone that responds with advice and solutions?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want someone that basically asks you, like, how do you want me to respond?
I want someone who's emotionally intelligent. You need to see what it is, like how I'm feeling
Superman. Sorry.
No, not like Superman. Like you can...
These ad-libs are so annoying. Sorry,
no, not like Superman. I want someone like... You know, like sometimes, I think it's with every relationship, a friendship and whatever.
Yeah.
The person is not coming in that moment ready to hear the advice.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're coming just to vent. Okay. And in the season when they come to vent, you let them vent. And then you wait for when they're ready now to hear your advice. Okay. So if you come and give me advice when I'm not ready for advice and I'm venting, I'm not going to receive it. I'm not going to take it in, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just want someone who will be like, literally, I'm just here to be a bad person and just scream and be like, oh, I didn't like the lady, I don't need you to be like, no, but you could have like done this and then, you know, in that moment. But sometimes... You know, like it's a thing of just being.
Yeah, I agree. If it's an emotional rant, respond emotionally.
Mm.
If it's something logical that if I'm having a fight with a colleague, then you give me a logical response. But if I'm crying over something, an altercation with my sister or whatever, give me an emotional response.
So, you know what my problem is?
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, with women,
hey, you need to stop doing that. Now you can't classify all of them.
Nah, with women. What happens is that, like, all of a sudden, I have to have a BCom degree in emotional intelligence.
A radar, boy.
A PhD when it comes to knowing when to... it's like threshold, etc. But when it comes to me, you can be in primary school. You can take your time. Yes, you don't have to have a certain higher level of emotional intelligence. When it comes to me, it's like a thing of what you have to get back into the game. Rock in.
Don't lie. Woman... And even not protect them. But women are actually like they have a higher level of emotional intelligence than us.
Tato,
but just
Tato, can I ask you one question before you go in there?
Yeah.
Why do you think women always like no matter like even if you hold it in expressing wise, why do you think women never fold on that? Like, no, just express. One day you can express. Because one day when you actually fold, boom, they've got you. They've got you. Now you're just this emotional baby to them. You're no longer a man. Before that, you've been a man the whole time. Like you, if anything comes to you, you can face it. The moment you break down, your hands like, yo, but hey, will Tato be able to handle this now? I get you crying now. I'm telling the truth.
I was gonna say on your points,
man. Okay.
I wanna understand your points.
Did that to him. Say sorry.
Yeah, real,
please.
Real. I wanna understand your points. So you're basically saying there's a time when your partner needs to be able to not respond and comfort you.
Yes.
And there's a time where they need to come with a logical response.
Yes.
Or an emotional response like, beep that girl.
Yes.
So now, you guys are basically saying we should like basically be emotionally intelligent enough to know when to give what.
Yes. Actually, and I feel like that's just a requirement, not even in a relationship. I think that's just being human.
But can you guys do that?
Yes.
Do you know how to do that?
Yes. I'm genuinely concerned who you've been busy with. Like, genuinely. Genuinely. Because I've had like partners who have like come to me and literally have like opened up and shown me like them in their most vulnerable. Yeah. And I've never used that against someone. Absolutely. I actually respect you more for that. And it actually like, it allows me, I think y'all actually feel worse about it.
Wait.
You must have a mic when you speak.
No, will it not pick up? It will pick
it
up.
It won't.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And this is just to
You're so awake.
It's you two.
Yeah.
Chata, I don't want an answer. You can respond. You can respond if you want to. This is your partner, ne? Let's say it's a small little thing. They're just there like, okay, let's not say small, but every single day he shares with their like, you're like, ask me how your day was.
How was it? I'm asking you.
Ask me, I'm your man, every
day. Okay, how's your day, babe?
It was so hard.
Never, ever.
I don't know. Taco cinema stuff, shit, the podcast. You're telling me that's your king? Because that man's in touch with his feelings. That man's in touch with his
feelings. No, that's not in touch with your feelings. For the rest of the night, we have Andrew Tate on shuffle.
Like, literally. No, but then that's not emotionally in touch with your feelings. That's just being a baby.
Honestly.
Because, like, it's not about being emotionally in touch. Being emotionally in touch is about being aware of your feelings. Not.
this is why, actually, on the way here, I was telling him like, breaks can be very detrimental to a relationship, right? Because it's telling me, one, you don't know how to navigate your emotions in this moment.
True.
You don't know how to discern what emotion you're feeling and how to handle it. That's why you say, I need a few days, I'll come back to you, right?
Okay.
So that, for me, screams emotional immaturity. You don't know how to navigate your emotions. I had a bad day because, otherwise, I can't help you.
Yes.
Mm. And that's the line that I wanted to draw from there, is you don't always have to kind of taste in the air what your response should be.
Yeah.
If your partner's going through something. Sometimes if you're unsure of how to respond, ask, what do you need from me in this moment?
Yes. And that is the most like important point from what you've like, what everything you're saying. Because like, I know with myself and my partner, like every time I vent to her, she'll be like, babe, do you want me to just listen right now, or would you like my opinion on the matter?
Yeah.
And I appreciate those two sentences so much, because sometimes I just want to speak and then you're there coming with solutions which I know the answers to.
Yes.
But I'm just trying to like express myself. So Vela, I agree with you.
I hear what you say, and I agree. The second part, I'm going to come back here. I agree what you're saying. But I want to say one thing. She said, you see how... No, I agree.
Yes.
Hey, breaky break. What do you want? It's fine. Let's go back here. When she said, and you guys agreed, right? You spoke about, that's just the man being a baby then, what I demonstrated now, right? And we spoke about how, like, that's emotional immaturity.
Yes.
Women are so good at identifying emotional immaturity in everyone else but themselves.
Mm.
Because
I'm not even gonna cook, ne? I'm not gonna like say no to what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say no to what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like stop generalizing things with like women and men and everything like that. It's a person to person thing.
Yes, true.
You know, like there are people who are like women who are emotionally immature, and they even like that even shows in like friendships with girls. Like there's certain girls I can't have friendships with because they're very emotionally immature.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a person to person thing. You know, so stop saying that no, that, like. Please, guys, it's not a gender fight. It's not a gender fight.
No.
Look, let's make it biological. Let's make it scientific now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right? Mothers feel more validated by their child when the child seeks emotional comfort from the mother. That's scientific.
Mm-hmm.
That's also social. Mm. Fathers feel more validated as a father when the child comes to him for advice. Wow, would you look at that? How different are those responses? One is an emotional response, one is a logical response, right? What is one is practical, the other one is practical. So it speaks to who we are as men and women. Women often, that's why in the workplace, it took a long time for us to infiltrate the workplace, because women were even considered to be more emotional than men. You can't function in the workplace because you're going to snap. You know, we the ones who get kicked out of the workplace if we get into a relationship with a man, because we have the more emotional reaction. We get fired if we fall pregnant. Why? We're slowing down the workflow. Hormones are playing a massive part. So the essence is that I am more emotional than you are. And so I'm going to seek, if I'm in an emotionally frantic state, as my partner, you're my leader, chief. If you struggle to control your emotions, what more me?
That's my point. I agree.
Exactly. So if I'm looking for leadership from you, you must be able in this moment to tell me I had a bad day because A, B, and C. But you're not going to cry every day.
Yeah. I feel like with the leadership chat, though, it's so hard to find the balance in that, right? Yeah. Because like a lot of the times, like our partners will be like, okay, cool, like Vele, you are the leader in the relationship. Yeah. But there's also moments where they don't maybe agree with you, your leadership decisions. So it's like, when
your direction.
When do I as a leader, like what's my authority as the leader? Like when am I able to say, this is what we're doing? Like I am currently like going to lead us in this, no matter what you're saying. And obviously like I believe in like obviously balancing communication, trying to get to a common point, but there needs to be a moment where like my point is final. Because I had a conversation with my girlfriend about this. I was like, yo dude, like Vela, like you know when we get married and in my household, like we can have external opinions, parents, aunties, uncles, grandparents, but in my household, my like word will be final. You and I will have a discussion and I will try to hear you out maybe as much as possible. But Vela, like
at the end of the day,
like final. My word needs to be final. So now when how much authority do I have? How much leeway do I have? Because I feel like you guys say what it is until we can't leave. Until it inconveniences you,
I think for me, it's a thing of like, it's a belief thing. So I believe that it's very much belief thing, you know. What did God say? You know, like that, like the husband is the head of the house. Like where my husband says I must go, I will go. And the reason why I'm able to like lay on that, like literally if he said walk like on the stones, I would walk on the stones. And this is why. Because I chose him.
Exactly.
So I chose you. Because I chose you, I am saying I accept you as my leader.
Yes.
You know?
And I also accept the responsibility of submitting.
Yes, 100%. Because I chose you. So a woman who's like, okay, let me just say it. Someone who's not able to submit, then it's because... I guess you didn't choose the right person, and that's on you. That is on you.
Oh, mommy, now you're just attacking us. Now you're shooting our hearts.
This is what mommy's doing.
Oh, no, but you guys are actually spitting. Like, but I feel like in the relationship still there will be some sort of like back and forth.
100%.
Like for example, you can always question a leader, right?
Yes.
And so you always have like governance and councils and what do I...
And politics.
So Vela, where like I feel like obviously you're still gonna challenge.
Yes, I'm still gonna be
so
like...
Maybe they didn't choose the wrong person.
Yes.
You're just challenging them in that moment.
But if you're always revisiting the conversation of leadership and submission, you've definitely chosen the wrong person.
That is 100%. So... And that's why it's so important. No. But like that's why it's so important not to get into relationships in just the name of love. Because sometimes the person you love is not the person you can submit to.
Right.
You know? So like you should...
Hey, we're going to have you guys here more often.
When the hell is this podcast coming out? When the hell is this podcast coming
out? Subscribe.
All right, so I'm definitely going to have to take us away from this conversation, even though we are, we can see what our podcast has finally been missing.
Real. 100%.
I can't wait to see you guys alone when it's not us this time. So, but anyways, we definitely want to play a different game now. We're going to play a bit of a game. It's called Would You Rather, obviously, but it's called the Positive Edition. So there's no Would You Rather Smash, Mang Mang. No. So all of you will choose a number. Between 1 and 3, and obviously I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go that side. We started this side earlier. She's a number between 1 and 3.
One.
One, okay.
Three.
That leaves you with two. Okay, so number one, you'll go first. Would you rather be Insta or TikTok famous?
Is that me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, it's actually so crazy because, guys, let's be honest. Do you guys respect TikTokers or Instagrammers more?
I ain't gonna lie, Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
That's true.
I'd way rather be Instagram famous.
So there's okay, then you guys can also answer. You say you agree.
Yeah, I agree.
But I feel like yo, TikTokers are up though, yeah.
100%.
TikTokers are up, like money wise, like even like recognition wise, community wise,
opportunity wise,
they're up. That's true. Like we're seeing them on traditional TV now. We're seeing them as extras, acting, but still Instagram.
Yeah, I'd still choose Instagram.
Okay, who said number two?
Me.
No, it's
hey, guys, it's impossible. Would you rather, this is actually funny. When launching your partner, right? Would you rather a full body post?
This is very funny.
Launching or like a body part. Like
finally posting,
like finally posting that you come.
Yeah.
This is super funny.
Yeah.
Actually, this
so what is it? So when you
would you rather post like, you know how some people post like a shoulder, a thigh, so it's a body part, or full body post like face, everything.
Yeah.
So obviously answers to you, then you can answer mommy and talk.
Yeah, it's obvious. Lunch bar, guys. Lunch. The shoulder. the shoulder, the head, the hand.
No, that is so valid because I literally posted my ex. And then like 2 weeks after I posted him, he dubbed me. Mm. And then the week
oh,
later,
yeah.
And then
I'm so confused. I said, oh, when he's in a relationship, 2 weeks later, you're posting songs and quotes. I'm like, hey.
And then listen. A week later, he's dating another influencer.
No.
I swear to God. So from experience, I'd post.
Shoulder. Mm. You're the final person.
But I've been doing full body, so I'm going to keep it going. Yeah.
All right, cool. And the number three was obviously you, mommy.
Yes.
Would you choose to be famous all by yourself? Because now you obviously you're in a podcast with Kai, right?
Yeah.
Would you choose to be famous all by yourself, or would you choose to share your fame? So now it's 50%, 50%, mm-hmm. but it's with Kai for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So let's say.
That's what you know she means option one.
So it's like basically it's like
you're gonna be the most famous person in the world
yeah, by okay. yourself.
By yourself.
Or okay. you are nothing without Kaya.
Or you basically no. Yeah. Or you share it 100%.
But sharing yeah. means that you're nothing without.
Makes you way back. So you wanna conquer the world or South Africa?
I want to conquer the world.
Bye, Kaya.
No, I'm serious.
What do you mean?
Because it's better and it's different with us because we came 100% ourselves.
Yeah.
So now in the pool, it's like 200%.
Yeah.
So imagine what that's doing.
Yeah. What's your answer? If you had to share with me or not?
I work better in the team. I'd share.
Yeah. I think for me, I'd definitely share.
Yeah.
I'd definitely share. Oh my God. What about you?
Nah, steal, mama.
Okay.
I'm joking. I'd go 50-50 because fame doesn't matter to me.
That's valid.
Yeah.
No, he asked, would you rather conquer the world or South Africa? The world.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's move on to tweet number three, which basically just is a question. So you guys are killing me. Oh, sorry. Tweet number three, which basically just a question to everyone in the room. What movie perfectly would describe your life right now?
Damn.
Movie or series?
Titanic.
It's okay.
You know why I said it? It's the first thing that came to my mind. I literally saw a ship sink. I was like, damn. Titanic.
I thought you had to answer.
This sounds weird, né? But like a catfished episode. I don't know how it's been.
What?
Because I'm in like a long distance relationship, so I feel like I'm just always texting someone. It's like, do they really exist?
Oh, yeah. Like a catfish episode. Okay, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
What about you, Kai?
Man, it was so dark. They heard me first. I answered even before mom. I said 13 reasons why.
Yo,
oh, my.
Yo
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, damn.
Guys.
Bruh.
Oh, damn.
Hey.
I'm just joking.
Oh, my days. Hey. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
No, I can't say Riverdale. If it was for me, I'm definitely going to pick Generations. Like the whole corporate life, the partying.
Aren't you in suits?
The relations. Yeah, I wear a suit every single day to work. That's why I'm wearing my earrings. I actually forgot to even wear my earrings.
That's crazy.
No earrings, no nothing. Like, I wear a suit every single day. Suits and tie.
I'll never forget, bro. When I was in third year, I went jab shadowing where Papa works, right?
Yes.
So my dad works in.
Yo, you went. Something. You never invited me. It was crazy.
No, because you.
Man, you've had many conversations of you being the.
No, but it's no, but like my dad's way.
Love you.
That's crazy.
No,
he's proud of you.
No, it was an engineering firm.
Oh yeah.
So it's so like, what are we gonna do?
You're good enough to be there.
Yes,
in second.
Sir, three yeah. Four.
So anyway, so I once went to like where my dad was working. It was like he basically partnered up with other businesses and they were doing some big project in the engineering world, right? So I went there for like a week on site. I had an earring on. And I was wearing the company's like shirt and everything. Some guy came to me. He was like, yo, take off this fucking earring. And I don't know who you think you are. Get your stuff together, chest out. And this was like the real, this is real life. I said, I'm never going to get a job ever again in my life because what? So I don't know how you do the earring thing.
Yeah. That was so brutal. How old are you?
I was in third year. So I was probably like 19, turning 20. I went to school early. So I was 20.
That's a wake up call. And
yeah, no, I wouldn't
like
go
19,
to
20.
Again. I would.
I think I would because I would. You have to understand, like right now, we are the best at what we do. And to be the best at what you do, you have to look the best at what you do. Mm. And that also contributes to not being so, it has to contribute to be socially looking like you're successful.
Yeah.
Which is a suit and tie, no tattoo.
I don't think it was about the suit and tie. I think it was about the fact that I had someone superior to me that could speak to me like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm putting it behind an ear.
Those are olden day things. Those things never happened to me.
Yeah, I think that's
like
work
4 years ago, 5 years ago.
I genuinely feel like for me the work in, because I worked last month in Jan, so I was working for 4 weeks at a bank and everything like that. So I was in corporate, and I feel like it's not as stringent. It's not as strict, you know. Like it's not as strict. It's just that you just need to be presentable, and there's nothing wrong with being presentable. Like you can't go with your booty shorts
100%.
And go and present something and stuff and say it's all about my mind and
about confuser,
like it's distracting. And, you know, and you're at work, so you can't be distracting.
100%. Yeah, I just want to ask a question to like you guys. Like obviously I've watched this to level in the past. You guys are both done with school basically, right? Your first part of school. How has it been transitioning into a form of adulting? Like you going full-time creative, you basically going full-time student and at the same time full-time creative. So obviously now there's like a whole bunch of new responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So how is like adulting for you guys going?
I think I've always been adulting to some degree. Because even like just the way that I grew up, I was the elder sibling in the house, so everybody, all of them looked to me, including my mom at some point, right? So I've always just been responsible. For me, coming out of varsity was a relief because I matriculated at 16, got my degree at 20. I was 20 when I graduated. So for me, it was like, okay, now I can rest. I've got these accolades. I'm just a girl. Let me chill. I did have a corporate job for about 7 months and then I quit. I was like, again, I'm just a kid. Yeah. Let me sit in my youth. So for me, it's just been sitting in my age right now and realizing I'm just 21.
Because
for a long time in my life, I felt too old.
Yeah.
And you could see it in the way that I dressed. You could see it in the way, you could hear it in the way that I spoke and addressed people as well. Mm. And now
can I ask you a follow-up question?
Down.
And you can also, you have to answer this question. So when I knew you like a year or two ago, you were very focused on being in a very stable relationship. Like you had a partner, you have a very serious, like someone that made sense to you.
Yeah.
Now from your guys' conversation and your conversation in your guys' podcast that we shot recently, which is coming out soon, you mentioned that basically you're not in like a committed relationship.
Right.
Would you say that
I don't like this guy.
Would you say you're in that position also because you felt like I'm just a girl? Or was it just circumstance? Like, did you feel like you were trying to rush love and being in this stable relationship? Or was it just coincidence?
No, not at all. I don't feel like I was trying to rush anything. Yeah. I just genuinely love love. I love being in love. I love stepping into my womanhood and being as feminine as possible. Mm. So I think relationships create a great environment for women to be women.
Mm. 100%.
And women to be feminine. So, unfortunately, that isn't the case right now. fix it. Fix it. But that's where I thrive. I believe I'm my best version when I get to be feminine, when I get to be a woman.
100%. I think I'm also the same, like, as a man. Like, yeah. I feel like I performed the best. Like, yeah. I graduated because I was in a relationship. Yes. I'm succeeding now because I am in a relationship, because there's someone that I have to provide for and someone that I want to build a life with. Yep. Mm. So I get you. I related to you there. So how's it been for you, the new adulting phase?
I feel like I relate with Kaya in the sense of, like, I feel like I've always been adulting. Because same, I'm the firstborn child, literally number one, firstborn child and everything like that. And my father wasn't really present at home. Like, my mom raised me alone, single parent and everything. So I've been, she's like deputy mom since, like, I can remember. Like, I couldn't go outside as a child because who's gonna take care of the little kids when you're outside, you know? So I feel like I've been, like, adulting all my life. I had to be responsible. I had to make the right decisions and everything. Like, I also matriculated at 17, you know, things like that. You know, I had to get my degree in record time and things like that, because if I don't do that, what's gonna happen, you know? And now I feel like now I'm struggling now in my transition into, like, womanhood and coming into my own, because now I'm like, I'm tired. Like, I'm in the season of, like, I'm tired of adulting, you know, and I want to make decisions for me, you know, and not decisions for, this is what's going to help at home. This is what I just want to make a decision that is for me. Because I feel like I've been working on overdrive since I was 13. Hence, like, if you check my friend groups, like, they're older than me. Like, my friends are older than me. The environments I'm in, they're older than me. The way I think, the way I speak, people think I'm older. Absolutely. And it's because I've had to be older most of my life, you know. So now I'm just, like, in my, as well, I'm in my, like, hey, just do what Mpo wants.
And you kind of feel guilty about it sometimes when you make decisions for yourself.
Is it guilty?
Sorry, we'll include you.
Yeah, the shame. There is a sense of guilt, because it's like, I make certain decisions, but I'm like, I must remember that. I must ask my mom.
Right.
You know, because she's the adult at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I've been the adult for so long.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So now, I saw a video, Kelly showed me this video today, I also saw it, like, last week, and it's basically, this person is weaponizing opening up, right? So it's a video of some guy, and he's there with his girlfriend, I don't know if they're in therapy or on a talk show, and he's talking about how his whole relationship, there's no man that has been around him that has been faithful. His father wasn't faithful, but he's saying that doesn't take away from his dad not being a good father. His grandparents, his friends, they're all unfaithful. And he just feels like, because he grew up in that environment, like, how can the brother be faithful? Do you understand? So now, that obviously brought up the topic of weaponizing opening up. So do you guys feel like you've ever weaponized opening up?
That's where I'm going. That's not the direction I saw this going in. Have I weaponized opening up? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have, especially when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because I used to have anger issues. Yo, hectic anger issues. Like, they put me in therapy at school.
Yeah. They were tired of you.
Like, and I would have to miss certain classes because I'd be in therapy. I had serious, I was fighting everyone and everything. No matter who you are. And I used to make an excuse for it and say, this is just what I know. This is how I know to react. If you offend me, I must hit you. Because that was the environment that I grew up in. Because when you do something wrong, the parents is going
to... They shy at you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even in the relationships that I witnessed growing up, the husband would definitely do a number on the wife if she missed her head.
Your number's crazy. You know what I'm
saying? And it would be very graphic, trigger warning. So that was my weaponized... what is it called?
Weaponizing opening up.
Yes, I was weaponizing my trauma and to say that I'm justified in reacting this way because it's what I saw. Like, how else am I supposed to deal with you, man?
Yeah.
I must bruise you so that I know you've learned your lesson.
Yeah. Crazy. Then your mommy didn't want to go to level.
What do you mean, like, weaponizing it once?
So, like, for example, like you
was, or did he use his story to? What weaponized? Like, was
he basically used his story. He opened up about the fact that everyone around him has cheated to justify the fact that he might cheat and that it's okay for him to cheat.
Oh no, guys! Hey, that thing is, for me, that is nonsense. It's the biggest nonsense ever.
Because
like, for me, like, I grew up with people who told me that, oh no, I feel sorry for the bully because the person who bullies you was probably bullied, and then that's how they're reacting, da 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 da. That's all. For me, that was like, I feel like even society enables that behavior. Because like for me, it was like, I was bullied. But I don't have the urge to bully someone.
Okay. Mm.
You know, like you grow up in so many environments that so many things are wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel like at the end of the day, as a person, you should, like, you don't have the urge to do that unless you find that nice to do, unless you like doing that, you know?
Yeah.
You can't find something that, you can't sit and say that, no, I know cheating is wrong and stuff, but I grew up cheating and in a cheating environment, da 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 da. The only reason why you'd carry on cheating is because you like cheating.
Yeah. And
there is no
easy way out.
Exactly. There's literally no ways that, like, you saw your mother who raised you be cheated on, and that hurt you and that broke the family and everything like that.
Mm.
And then you saying that, no, I'm going to do that to my own family.
Yeah, or it's inevitable.
It's inevitable that I'll do that to my own family. You like cheating,
man. Yeah, because you saw your mother being hurt by the cheating.
And you're still doing it.
Yeah.
You like it.
And also using your trauma as a weapon is easy.
Mm.
I think
dealing with it.
I think there's, I'm gonna speak on two sides of this, right?
Mm.
So I'll speak on the side of one that agrees with you, because there's a difference between what we perceive and what is, right?
Yes.
So what I perceive is that, okay, everyone around me cheats, so therefore I should cheat. But then what it is that cheating is fundamentally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't change what is and compared to what we perceive. On the other side, there's certain days. Do you guys not agree where you're just sitting there and you're like, yo, I finally understand why my mom or dad or uncle did this. Like, I'm just there, like, I finally understand why they caused that evil. Even though you don't agree with it, there has to be some sort of part of you that's like, okay, cool. Let's say your mom likes to victimize, right? Your mom's always victimizing, and then you finally victimize. You're like, yo, I finally understand why my mother's always victimizing, because this thing produces this result.
Right.
I don't know if I'm making sense, right? So I don't think it's always technically on a beneficial level. It's a thing of also just understanding that sometimes we inherit the traits around us. And that is just, that's how life is.
Adult, though, you have to draw the line between nurture and nature, right?
Mm.
And you can't make an excuse for nature using nurture.
Mm.
If it's in you, it's in you. But don't use the environment that you grew up in to make it a part of who you are. Excuse me, because if I made nature out of nurture, I would be evil.
Guys, I wanna. Okay, so on this topic,
an answer. Mm.
Yeah, I have. I feel like you're into detail.
I have also.
Yeah. No, like I think
we have an idea of yours.
weaponizing.
I definitely think.
No. Oh yeah, yeah. Go
for
it. No, continue. Finish off.
I definitely think one thing I've weaponized is the fact that, like, I hide behind humor because my family is very, like, comedic.
Yeah, that's what itself. I was
insinuating. So I definitely hide behind humor. I don't, like, express myself. And then I explain that, but that doesn't mean that I shouldn't express myself. It just means that, like, I weaponize the fact that, like, oh no, everyone doesn't really like dealing seriously.
When was the last time you did that?
Yeah. Yeah, 4 hours, 2 hours ago. What weaponized it? I haven't weaponized it in a while.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
With me, I think it was definitely back in university. So obviously, how do I say this without making anybody embarrassed? Obviously, growing up, uncles, parents, male figures were very, like, dominant and rough, and they loud and they shout, right? So no one, like, my father was not abusive to my mother, but then sometimes, like, he would be very like, this is what's happening, this is how it's gonna go. With my uncle, some of my uncles, it was a very different story. So I've always seen men, like, be extremely dominant over, like, women. So I used to, like, get really angry as well with my partners, and I used to actually shout at, like, my first girlfriend in 2015. I have to make sure that, because now they're going to think the wrong person. In 2015, I used to shout. Like, I used to, like, genuinely, like, always shout. And then I'd be like, no, dude, like, I grew up in an environment where this is what I would see. This is what I'm used to. And this is how I respond. Like, I'm working on it. But, like, I'm very, so I can't work on this thing forever. You get me? Like, eventually, I need to see that, okay, this thing is bad.
Yeah,
so I used to weaponize my upbringing to justify my actions quite a bit.
But one thing, like, we've seen and we've noticed is that, you know, it's wrong. and then you choose to work on it.
Yeah.
Because there are so many things that, like, because of our upbringings, we make normal. Like, we do normalize. And we normalize. Even for ourselves, mentally, we normalize them. Mm. But the first step is saying that, no, this is wrong, and I need to work on it. Like, I was mentioning in our podcast that, like, I used to swear. Mm. A lot, you know, and I used to be like, that's just who I am,
bro. If you listen to that podcast, there, mommy and Kai used to be bad, bad girls. They used to be bad, your hair, they used to be bad, bad girls.
Yeah. We are changed,
boy,
people.
Bad, bad girls.
We are changed people.
I was there, like, I was there.
He's a lord. Sorry.
When I'm behind the camera, I try, like, when I'm recording my people, I'm trying very not to, like, not engage with them because so I'm not trying to remove the flow. Yes, like, yes. I'm not trying to make them see me, like, laugh or whatever. Mm. So I hold in my laughter and stuff. But I'm there just there, like,
They told me about the breadcrumbs thing.
Right? Breadcrumbing.
Like,
yeah.
Breadcrumbs thing, how we,
give them the mic. Give them the mic.
They told me about how you guys spoke about breadcrumbs and how you, like, basically give your partner breadcrumbs, basically giving them what they need in order to make the relationship stay alive. Hey, I was not ready to hear that today. I was not ready to hear that today.
You're like, I'm exposing my strategy.
I was not ready to hear that. I was just like, very profound stuff. But yo, I know Kai. I know you also. Back in the day, you guys were even angels. I'm saying it.
What is he talking about?
I don't know what he's on about. I don't know, Chia.
Level, you need to speak into the mic.
I'm sorry. Someone's going to shout at me the whole time. I've traveled with mommy, and you have spent time with for like, how many weeks was it? Like 5 weeks? Four, five weeks. When we were shooting. We shot like 3 videos back to back. It was like 3, 2, 4 weeks.
What are you talking about?
My channel, your channel, and then we went to UJ.
Oh, okay.
It was like 3, 4 weeks.
And what bad girl behavior did you
witness? When we were on campus, I was like, hey, man. Hey.
Just because every time I walk past people's eyes used to follow me doesn't mean I was a bad girl.
You can't do anything about people's eyes.
In my control, excuse me.
Yeah, so because of that thing, like, of like, I used to say, and I used to say it's okay, but it's a thing of you take it in. And then you work on it. Stop making excuses for your nonsense behavior.
Right. Cool.
So I wanna kind of go back. Do you guys believe that naturally, and I'm gonna come with like some facts here. Do you believe that naturally men are, women are monogamous and men are
polyamorous?
That's not the one. What's the one?
Polygamous.
Yes.
That's the polyamory.
Polyamory is women who are.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, do you guys believe that naturally men are meant to be polygamous and then women are monogamous? Naturally, I'm talking about human nature. I'm talking about when we are just in our most natural self. Like, remove all of the indoctrination.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to listen again.
Yeah, remove all of the indoctrination, all of the societal things. Think about our African history.
African
what
history.
Do you guys think? Like, let's be real. Just like off the bat, what do you think? Also based off of just like men's nature.
Okay. I feel like nature is made up of survival and like growth and
true,
anything
true,
like that.
True,
nature is very stemmed from like survival.
Yeah.
So for men 100%. To have had multiple women, it was because men, when they produce, the number one instinct for survival is production, to make more of you. That's the number one instinct, is to have a child and make more and carry on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like women, we carry the child for 9 months. Mm. We cannot impregnate, like, make, like, you know, I don't know, impregnate
many
men.
You can't have like four children in the space of 9 months.
But you can have like one child for every 9 months. Every day in that 9 months.
Every week even, yeah.
Yeah, every week, you know, type of thing. Mm. So I feel like in nature, yes. Nah.
Mm.
And
got him.
but listen.
We're gonna clip that and we're gonna post it on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm so sick of that. Yes, and naturally.
And you're saying naturally back then, right?
Yeah, like genuinely, like think about it, like for humanity to have reached where it was now, it was men making.
You're actually cooking. Continue. Keep
like
going.
Like cooking. many kids, you know, like many. That's why society is where it is today. Yeah.
And right now, there's no need for that anymore.
Exactly. So because there's no need for that anymore,
wow.
You can be monogamous.
And due to the fact, yo, I understand because Vera, like. What you're saying, like, I've watched many documentaries, done a lot of research. Like, humans, animals, our sole purpose, and the reason why we are the way we are, is to adapt with our surroundings.
Exactly.
So, obviously, back then, we needed to survive. We needed to have these villages which would be strong, yes. So having multiple kids, yeah. To have these potential heirs.
Yes.
But now, there's no need for you to be having five wives.
We are overpopulated.
So, maybe back then, it made sense for men to be polygamous, but now...
Yes.
I couldn't need.
Out of safety.
Well done, yeah.
Out of safety for society. We need to, brothers, out there, like, out of safety for society, brothers, we need to stop. You brothers need to stop.
Need to slow down.
Man, you opened it and you.
Oh, you go back to what Kaya was saying about, like,
did not expect
the difference between your nature and your like, how you nurture. You said nature. So, like, in our human nature, that thing of, like, no, populate. But in, like, what we have to be is it has to be loyalty now.
You do.
Like
and some of us.
That's a very unique answer. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah. Yes. No, like, that's actually, that's.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Me too.
What's the podcast name again?
Don't digest.
Okay.
I'm
full.
You see, you will leave our podcast like this. After you watch an episode, you'd feel like,
right. You'd be like,
yeah, no, is there space for one more member?
I'm dead. Oh, God, I'm doing the conversation. Yeah, so I just wanted to think about that. Okay, so I've seen like a lot of my friends right now. I don't know if it's like the beginning of the year thing, but a lot of my friends are in their health bag.
I was about to say.
And in their Christianity bag. Right. Like all of my friends, like week to week, it's church now. Yeah. Boys are going to the gym.
They're running.
40 minutes. 40 minutes. They're going to church. They're joining South. They're joining all these communities.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what my question is, Nat. But where do you guys think it derives from, actually? Yeah, that's my question.
I think the new year always brings the urge for a fresh start.
Mm.
So you always, it's a new year, what do I want to get rid of? We always see that meme of that lady climbing up the stairs
yeah.
And she's leaving something. I think that's the attitude that people accommodate every year.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like it's a part of growth.
Yeah.
I feel like as you grow, you want to be more in touch with your spirituality.
Mm.
You want to be more in touch and you start to care more about other things,
mm.
you know, as you grow. Like, even for me, it's a thing of, like, I've always had a good relationship with God.
Yeah.
I've always, like, had a good relationship with God, but I've never had the need to nurture it before.
Yeah.
Because as a child, I didn't think that certain relationships needed nurturing and needed you to actually spend time with God and things like that. So as I grew and as the year, like even me, like towards the end of last year, I realized that, you know what, to love God is actually to obey Him.
Yeah.
And then that came in with other things, you know, and just,
How do you guys, like, and this is me asking from like a genuine place, like I'm curious, how do you guys like nature your relationship with God?
I think, man, my relationship with God has remained the way it is because I'm very honest with Him. I don't give Him what I give you. You know what I'm saying? He knows my deepest desires, my darkest desires. Yeah. He knows the essence of who I am naked.
Mm.
And that's how any relationship thrives, is complete honesty. So I nurture my relationship with God by constantly communicating with Him. That's prayer, that's worship, that's having conversations about Him, that's singing even a gospel song that I remembered 5 years ago when I was a child, blah, blah, blah. So it's just always living. There's a scripture that says, in Him I live, I move, I have my being. So just constantly meditating on who God is, even in the moment right now. You can't tell, but I'm praying. You don't know, because it's my spirit that is continuously active. So that's how I fellowship with God, living in Him, moving in Him, and breathing.
It's like
in Him.
Your long distance relationship.
Yeah.
You know, the person is not physically here. So you need to keep on communicating with this person for the relationship to continue. So my thing,
your thought digest with Kaya and Mami
Panado.
Panado. Yeah.
Panado.
You guys are some smart girls. Wow.
So like for me, it's like that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you're not constantly communicating dating with this person, yeah, and like just, like if you, yeah, if you're not spending time in him, then you say, oh my God, God has left me here.
Yes,
like,
I can't hear him.
I can't hear him anymore. You no, you're not talking to him. God will never leave you. You're not talking to God. Yeah. Are you actually kneeling? Are you actually praying? Or do you think about it? Oh, I should pray. You don't pray. Are you meditating on his word? You know, like, what are you doing with your relationship with God? You know, like, it's like, nurture that relationship. The same way you can call your girlfriend 3 times. Oh, I need to remember to call my girlfriend. Why can't you remember to pray and talk to God?
Yeah.
So from my side, no, I'm not gonna, I don't think I'm gonna give such a, like, you know, in-depth answer as you two. I think that, you know, my pastor likes to make a joke, you know, there's professional Christians, there's Christians, and then there's whatever I am. So I'm not in the professional Christian league. I'm not there playing with Manchester United, scoring 4 prayers a day. No. I'm at the back of the bus.
No, I'm with you. And, I'm with you in that bus.
I think for me, how I nurture a relationship is hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? So I call it the ladder effect, and this guy describes it perfectly to me, but I use it for my own sake, for like religion, etc. And one thing I constantly see in myself is what is on top of your ladder, right? Mm-hmm. So what will I place on my ladder at the top usually, for example, is relationships, right? So when what happens is underneath it's family, you know, tato, podcast, whatever. But when the relationship shakes, what happens to the rest of the ladder? The rest of the ladder shakes, things are falling, you know, the ladder can fall. So I try to place God as my highest level of, like, this is the most important being in my in my life. So I'll be like, I love you, but like not more than God. I love things. I love the things that earth gives me, but not more than God. Yeah. Because God, for me, would never shake. It'll always be stable. And I perceive whatever I can to make sure that God sees that priority. I love the comparison to a relationship. How can I make God feel important to me? Mm. And I think that is how I stabilize that ladder. So if I have to go to church once a month, because because some people are marathon runners of church. They can go in the morning, in the lunch, and then and Sunday, and then even host a youth celebration on Friday.
Some people
can do this marathon sprints. I'm more of a,
which is okay.
You know, Netflix original type Christian. You know, to do one episode. Very nice. I got the message. I go home, I eat of this, and come back one Monday. The do room. You know what I'm saying? So that's just on my side. Just for the other people listening that are not there. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's definitely not easy to like run the marathon. It's not an easy thing. You know, it's a thing of like, it's not easy, guys. It's not easy. Like, you can't, like, you know, sometimes you can't make it to church every Sunday, you know. So it's a thing of like, just God knows your heart.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
I posted a TikTok not so long ago. I was like, oh, people think really Christianity is easy. I'm fighting oppression, which means like you're fighting a whole lot of it.
Yes.
We are in the world after all. You got a job. You got a relationship. You have responsibilities. Yes. And I think we need to recognize that going to church is not visiting God.
Yes.
So exactly. Going to church is fellowship
100%
with the brethren and hearing from your spiritual leader. It's not visiting God. God is here. He's in here. He's here. You don't gotta go to church.
My pastor says that, you know, during like traffic, you know, there's this like traffic in the thingy.
Yeah.
In traffic, guys, you can sit with God in traffic.
Everywhere.
Like, instead of like listening to like, I don't know, a young Nicki Minaj, sit with God. Like, sit with God.
I was about to say tippies. Like, also fellowship. What are you saying?
We said it a bit. Sorry.
Because I think recognizing God like as part of at the top of your ladder is also making necessary lifestyle changes. It means very little. If let me say your intention means very little. Just because you intend to doesn't mean
you did it.
There's a significance in it.
Follow through.
So that means if you must let go of certain relationships, certain habits, change your algorithm, stop watching all that pornography. You know I'm talking to you.
So what happens, because me and my boys were talking about this on the WhatsApp group, right? When
what?
It's an
I was there.
When there's indirect results, right? So you know, because you brought up relationships, like sometimes you're gonna have to let go of relationships or a lot of humanly, I want to say, pleasures in order to uplift the soul, right? But what happens when God takes the things away that you're not ready to let go of? So for example, you're like, yo God, Father, you want to pray for me?
Please help me succeed in my businesses.
I want to succeed in my businesses.
Yeah.
I want to let go of
I want to be happier.
Oh, God,
remove the obstacles.
He removes your girlfriend.
Then she might must go. Because she's holding you back. Yes. She's not the one for you.
I think, you know,
that comes into the fact that, you know, that the plans, like when he says the plans I have for you are the plans
to prosper you.
And they are greater than the plans future, that you have for yourself. So then, like, what you think this girl, she's great and everything like that. The woman God has lined up for you, you won't even remember this girl's name.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you must pray to God to make sure.
Also, I think you must
God doesn't remove if she mustn't be there. I'm grateful. But I'm tired. Remove.
I think we must also recognize that it's an unrealistic expectation to say that God is incapable of hurting you. He will.
Okay, that's a good very good
he will. If it's in line with his purpose, you will cry. Mm. You will have to let the girl go. You'd have to let the business go. You'd have to let the house go. You know what
that
I mean?
Is so true.
And I also saw somebody say, you are only capable of reaching a certain level when you're able to say no.
Mm.
Right? Mm. So if you even with the brand deals thing, I'm going to make it like an everyday example.
Mm.
If you are capable, you won't get to 100,000 rand brand deal if you're still saying yes to 5 to 6,000. So you can only reach a different level when you're able to say no to this girl, right? And there's even like a meme about it where you're holding the small teddy bear and Jesus is like, I have something for you. Give me the teddy bear.
Yes.
And you're like, no, but I love the teddy bear, right? Not seeing that he has a life size behind him. To give
that's so true. And to get that, you know, I believe in like the breaking.
What are you guys on? Like, can I join your guys' church cell group? Like, what WhatsApp group are you guys watching and following? Yo.
Hey, we sit with the Father, bro. Yeah. With the Father. We sit with the Father.
I know. Yo, I'm sure these guys have gotten speed dial.
You want to talk to God?
Yeah.
God on speed dial.
You know, people that say, I was actually talking to God yesterday.
Yes.
And he told me,
and he said,
I feel like you guys have that God relationship.
God did say. No, but I do need believe, them. Like, you know, this thing, man, don't be afraid to let go of certain things. Because I believe, like, in the breaking, you know, God is not going to build something on a foundation that is shaky.
Mm. Absolutely.
He's not going to give you anything where he knows that it will fall.
Right.
You know? So sometimes he needs to remove everything, you know, so that he can, like, build something, you know? And sometimes what he's building is not what you think you want and you need.
Right.
I think when people think God, they think, I'll be rich, I'll be this, I'll be this. Like, that's what they think. They think God is like a genie. Like, you rub the bottle. If you rub the bottle, God will give you this and this and this and this and this. He does not give you what is not for you.
Yeah.
And he does not give you what you do not need, you know? And one thing about God, he does things to prosper his kingdom. And if money, the money that he gives you won't prosper his kingdom, why?
You're going to lose it.
What?
You're going to lose all that money.
I hope the money... I hope the money he gives me prospers his kingdom. Whatever it is, God, I'll open the chest. Let me prosper for you, Lord. I'll spread the word. Maybe mommy Genesis. You're prospering the kingdom. Lord, guys, God is good.
Hallelujah.
Because she's prospering the kingdom.
Is Zenzu part of the kingdom? It's not part of the kingdom, Zenzu.
Yeah, right. No, but I think I like what you're saying. And you know, just to close it on that comment, just being like, I think the biggest learning people need to do is to be the ability to unlearn.
Mm,
you understand?
Right.
So a lot of people stick in their ways and they never get the chance to be like, you know what, A, B, and C that I actually learned to do is actually not the right path. But speaking on level, like learning and etc., studying for your parents or your reality of life. So I don't know what you meant by that.
Yeah, no, I was saying close it. I was saying close.
Oh, we're closing. Yes.
Oh.
Okay, this is my favorite part of Seated. We haven't done this in a while, and I'm forcing. I thought I was gonna say no, but I'm forcing it. please recommend a series or movie that you've been watching.
And just I was just gonna say that. Yeah, like a synopsis.
Please, my favorite part.
Okay,
it's my favorite part.
Let me think.
Okay, we'll start in the middle.
I'll go first. Oh,
you go first.
Show Max.
Okay.
Spinning.
Okay, good. Very good.
The best South African series that I've watched this year.
Okay.
That introduces me to a new culture.
Oh.
Right? So we're always seeing like adulting. We're used to seeing Shaka Ilembe, the wife. We know how like Zulu culture is like.
A lot.
Mixed off. A lot.
Yeah. Zulu people have been running television for years.
So now this brings you into the Cape Flats, into a Kalu community, into Cape Town, and it introduces the gangster life as well as the police force, and then also just like a really cool sport, which is genuinely spinning cars within the culture community. So I think it's just a show that was like shot really well. Storyline's really amazing. The characters can act. Mm-hmm. Like they can actually act really, really well.
In South African TV.
It's not rare. They've been doing very well, guys. They've been doing on Showmax.
The
Showmax originals.
Yeah, I feel like
we repeat five actors every show.
Yeah, but that's because they're Showmax so amazing, bro. You guys don't complain when Will Smith gets the same roles.
True.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. It'd be nice to taste something new. Okay. the show so for me, good. I'm going to go with, I think it's called One Day. Am I right?
You've spoken about this.
It's called One Day on Netflix. It basically takes us the story. It's a story of two lovers who meet in university across 10 years of their lives.
Yo. Right?
And we basically start off with them in university, and each episode is in a different year of their lives. Yo. And they do the obvious thing of the first day they meet up, they were supposed to hook up, but they just spoke the whole night, and then, you know, become friends, and then you can see they love each other, so they never got admit to it. Yeah. And later on in life, you know, one day separates and people date, and now it becomes the best female friend. And then obviously the best female friend and the guy in love with each other, but they never speak. But then he gets his girl pregnant and he marries her. Yeah. And then she cheats, and then they finally get to be together. But
you don't tell us the whole story now.
But the point is, that show crumbled me as a man. It crumbled me.
How so?
I've never been exposed to what I perceive the most realist depiction of what love could be like for young people. And yo, when I tell you, I wept. I think I wanted to say I cried, but it's not enough. I wept.
I wept.
Tissue like, you know when you have to catch the breath?
Yeah.
Not on the first, on the third beat.
I
wept.
For me, the show, it's called Marry My Husband. It's a Korean drama. Guys, I will recommend Korean dramas to y'all. They are the best. So it's basically about this lady basically has cancer.
Mm.
And then what happens is it's basically she's dying. She can't pay her hospital bills and things like that. So her husband owes her money. Like, he was a deadbeat husband. So she goes home, right? She goes home, and when she gets home, she finds her husband in bed with her only friend, her best friend. And basically, yeah, things happen, and then they basically push her, she dies. And the reason why he basically killed her was because he had insurance on her. Because he took insurance right before she got cancer, because her father died of cancer.
I say so. 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, so he took insurance out on her. So he was basically die and give. It was basically like a die and give us like the insurance money thing. And
he took a life to get coins and took her best friend,
yes. And then when she opens her eyes, like she dies, and when she opens her eyes, she's 10 years back. Like
she remembers everything.
Yes, she still remembers everything. Oh, my days. That sounds amazing. Yo. What's it called? Yo.
Marry My Husband.
Where is it? Netflix?
Prime.
It's a K-drama.
Y'all don't have Prime.
So, hey, Escape Logins.
Yeah.
What is it?
We have it too.
Marry My Husband.
Marry My Husband. Yeah, it's so good. It is so good. And the reason, okay, wait, let me tell you the reason why it's called Marry My Husband. So her goal now, 10 years.
Ah, don't tell us. No, spoiling.
No, it's just the name of the show. I'm not spoiling
for us.
I'm not going to spoil.
You've already told us she dies, best friend.
It's
a nice show.
That's episode one.
I don't want any more.
That's episode one. Let me just tell you why it's called Marry My Husband.
I don't want to know, mommy.
No, let me tell y'all.
She's spoiling.
It's called,
I want to hear.
It's called Marry My Husband because her goal now is to get her best friend to marry him because she knows that he's a deadbeat. So her goal is for... Yes!
You guys are so invested!
But it's a plot. It goes
you've
like this.
She spoiled the show.
No, that's episode one. You still have the whole thing to go. It spins. It goes.
Okay. Right.
I'm not watching anything after that.
Wait, what happens? What happens if she had a dream and she actually didn't go back 10 years?
Mm. No,
but you can't dream for 10 years.
No.
You could have 10 years of memory from a dream.
What do you dream for 10 years?
No, because there are things that happen, but I'll be spoiling it.
You've done. It's too late.
Your turn.
Wow,
Don't tell us about Skim Sam. You just hate made my husband. We don't want to hear Skim Sam. We want to hear real things.
I haven't been watching anything. Like I said, I've just been...
Even if it's a YouTube video, you can tell us.
I like true crime, so... series based on like real events. So there's a series on Showmax called Love and Death. It follows a woman named Candy Montgomery, who was an active member of the church who ends up killing somebody.
Mm.
Yeah, for me, it explores themes of being the reality of Christianity, the reality of humanhood in Christianity, love, relationships, the impact of sex. And then for the Christians, we have what I've been listening to is a series called The Spirit of Error by Pastor Enoch from Christ Embassy.
Where do we find these shows?
Oh, I thought Love and Death is on Showmax, and she's then Showmax, The Spirit of Error is on Apple Podcasts.
I'm teasing you. I don't like when you don't react.
And yeah, no, I'm done with you. Like, we've sat here for an hour. I've had enough of this guy. Let's move on. Spirit of Error is about the difference between being wrong and being in error, and the difference between truth and fact, right? Something that has facts is not necessarily the truth, and something that has evidence is not necessarily also the truth. And just because you are wrong doesn't mean you are in error. Yeah.
No.
Guys, people are watching things.
Don't digest.
People are watching.
Yeah, guys, I just want to say, if you guys enjoyed that podcast, please do give us 5 stars. This is the end. And don't forget, guys, you guys can catch Thought Digest every single Monday, 3 p.m. right here on our channel. And yeah, guys, really excited. We're going to probably hop into their podcast in like a month or two once they've established everything. But this has been dope. We're going to definitely have to have them again. Maybe one by one, because what? Like, that was amazing.
That was fun. Said you'd rather...
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, one by one. Yeah,
that was just to spice up.
But if you're on YouTube, guys, don't forget to subscribe. That's the most important thing for today's video. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any streaming platforms, give us 5 stars. If you're going to give us 3 stars, give us 5 stars and tell us why you're going to give us 3 stars. It was C-Tiddle's Level and Tadaran Pedi.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's get up on it, girl, if you want it. Raven, catamarans, baby, give me a life. We be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.